I think we're going back probably, I was born in 37, so I think we're in the late 40s when I was sort of 11, 12 maybe. And Kathleen's Follies used to be here every year, put on for the visitors. It was a terrific show. Never changed, always the same, but it was a lovely show and the visitors used to come and love it. They used to do one programme Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and another programme Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so the visitors could come twice during their holiday week. And Mr. Kathleen was here in the foyer greeting everybody. There's a stage door at the back there. I looked for it this morning, but I couldn't see it. My dad had a grocer's shop in Craggedon. In fact, I was born over the shop. A fellow called Fred Toole used to come round every year with the publicity for the Arcadia shows. And Dad used to put a poster up in the shop. And in return, he usually had a wadge of complimentary tickets. So we used to come all the time. And not only that, the lady lived next door to us, Mrs. Gray. She used to take lodgers in from the cast. So the cast were always either next door that side, or there was a little flat on the other side of the shop where others stayed. So we were very involved with the people on the stage. One year, there was five Sherry brothers. There was Dan and Jim Sherry and Peter and Sam Sherry. And it was either one of the couples used to be on very often in the Arcadia. They wanted a band. They wanted us children in the band. And we used to all meet up at the entrance to the Arcadia, into the theatre itself. And we would march into the theatre along the aisle and then turn down the aisle towards the stage, walk up onto the stage, and then all line up. And we'd all have musical instruments to play. But the musical instruments were actually biscuit tins, frying pans and saucepans. And we were all making as much noise as we possibly could. I was quite short and quite fat in those days, still am. And at the end of our... We get applause from the audience. And the curtains would close. And just as they closed, one of them would push me out into the front so that I was actually out of the wrong side of the curtain. And then he'd come out looking for me and find me and drag me and pull me back in. And I think we got paid about 2 and 6 a week for that, which is something like, I suppose, 12 or 13 pence a week from that. But we enjoyed doing it. So there was a lot of highlights. I was thinking on the way here today, one of the highlights, in fact, was on the last day of the show, the last night of the show, because they'd got a lot of support, and the same people used to come night after night, and all the locals used to come. But on the last night of the show, there was this tradition where flowers were presented to all the cast, and there were hundreds and hundreds of bouquets of flowers. You wouldn't believe how many flowers were. They were there for 10, quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, and the flowers were still coming, presenting to all the cast, and it was a lovely occasion, really. Names that I can remember of the people who were performing round about those days, there was not only Peter and Sam Sherry and Dan and Jim Sherry, but there was the comedians like George Bolton, Jack Story, Stanley Massey, Max and Maisie Norris was another one that was quite, used to come back quite a lot. Billy Uke Scott played the ukulele, as you can imagine. And the lady singers, Dorothy Dampier, Phyllis Holden. And there were three gentlemen, Vine, Moore and Nivard, who played the grand piano and sang in harmony. Jack Gent usually was on the drums. Dorothy Lloyd played the piano. There were others. Rex and Irene Gray were another couple. We used to have the regulars. Quite a few used to come back. Some only came to stay for a year or so, but we got to know them all, and that was lovely. Well, there wasn't a lot else to do. Such a lovely place, Llandudno, of course. But there weren't. There were cinemas, two or three cinemas, and the Pier Pavilion used to put on a show. And the Arcadia, but the Arcadia was the favourite. They used to love the Arcadia. There's a little pitch and putt green alongside it, and that was my first job. My first job ever, on the pitch and putt green, which is alongside the theatre. And that was picking up the sheep's droppings, for which I got paid a free round on the putting green. that was to keep the grass down. They had a few sheep on it to keep the grass down. The other side of the coin, of course, was those droppings, which were a bit of a nuisance when you're trying to putt into the hole. So my job was to go and pick the droppings up, and I got a free round of putting for that. Now it's a whacking great retirement complex. We had, of course, an orchestra at the end of the pier, but that was a bit more highbrow. So there was a good selection for visitors. We had a band on the frontier. Robin Williams was a conductor in those days, because that was free. And we had the Happy Valley, Charles Wade, and that was free. If you sat on Aberdeen Hill, you didn't have to pay. So we had the Pieros there with Charles Wade. IWTH, all his adverts were, come and see the show at the Happy Valley, IWTH, If Wet, Town Hall. Start off with an opening number, of course, and then perhaps the comedian would come on and tell one or two stories and introduce the next act, which was perhaps a lady singing, or a ventriloquist, or a ukulele, or a xylophone. We had all these sort of speciality acts, Fine Moore and Divine. And they'd all have one or two numbers in between, and then they'd finish off with a nice number for the interval. Then after the interval, very much the same, but always finish with the comedian, George Bolton, Jack Story, Stanley Massey. They were the ones that carried it, really. And then everybody went home happy. But all the landladies in the town, they all had their free tickets, so they would all come and encourage their residents to come as well. So there's a good local following, not just visitors, but mostly visitors, of course. But, you know, it's very much in my memory. I look back with great feeling for the Arcadia, to be honest. Catlin's Follies, anyway. And Mr. Will Catlin used to be there, standing in, waiting for the audience to go, I think his daughters might have been in the box office by then. Have you come across any of his daughters? Geraldine, I think, was one. And of course, he spent some time in Scarborough, didn't he? And I imagine if you looked at the programmes for the Scarborough show, they'd be very similar to what the Arcadia was the year before. They probably used to alternate. He always used to stand there puffing, rubbing his hands when it was raining, because it meant the more people came in.